Well, a nun went into the Catholic school classroom to teach a lesson on the Baltimore Catechism. And so she pointed to a child and said, "Where is God?" The child burst into tears and ran home to his parents. And the parents said, "What's wrong?" And the boy said, "God is missing, and they're blaming me." So what is the answer to that question? Where is God? The Catechism gives us the answer. God is omnipresent. God is present everywhere. We know that from sacred scripture. The book of Psalms says that if you travel to the farthest ends of the world, you are there, O Lord. So we're always in the presence of God. And we're so blessed today on this Trinity Sunday that not only is God not missing, but God has revealed himself to us. See, this is the only way we could have ever learned about the Blessed Trinity. God had to reveal it. Yes, we can come to know the existence of God through the light of natural reason. We know that from Vatican I Council, that we can determine that there is a God just from natural reason. But to understand or to know about the Trinity, that had to be divinely revealed. That is a mystery that God had to reveal to us. And he did that in glimpses in the Old Testament and then very explicitly in the New Testament. That this one God is three divine persons and there is only one God. We are monotheists. We believe there's only one God. And yet this one being who has one nature, one essence, one substance is three divine persons, three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this God loves us so much that he created the world and then he sent his Son, the eternal Son of God, to become man, to die on the cross for us, to establish his church, and to enable us to come into union and communion with his Heavenly Father and himself and the Holy Spirit. So this one God is three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Lord loves us so much that he gives us the sacraments. In baptism, we become children of God. This afternoon, we'll baptize seven babies at this baptismal font. And this afternoon, those children will have original sin washed away, and they will receive the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within their soul, which we call sanctifying grace, the indwelling of the Trinity. So this God who reveals himself to us loves us so much that he allows us to share in his life. And God wants to enter into our souls, and he does that through baptism. And then the Lord Jesus said that he would send his Holy Spirit upon us. And this is given to us an outpouring in our confirmation. Then, of course, the greatest of all the sacraments, called the Blessed Sacrament, we have here in our tabernacle. The true body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He's here in our tabernacle. We'll be receiving him in a little while during this Mass. He is the eternal Son of God, always united to the Father and to the Holy Spirit, because there is only one God. They all share the same nature, and yet they are three divine persons who are that one God. And so we're so blessed that when we come to Mass, this mystery of the Trinity is unfolded for us at every Mass. In fact, if you take a look at the order of the Mass in your Missalette, you'll notice that from the very first words of the Mass until the end of the Mass, the entire Mass is focused on the Blessed Trinity. The Mass is offered to the Heavenly Father in, with, and through Christ, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit. So it is Jesus offering himself to the Father in union with the Holy Spirit. So when we come to Mass, notice that we begin the Mass by invoking the Blessed Trinity. We say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every Catholic Mass for the 1.2 billion Catholics throughout the world begins that way, by invoking the Blessed Trinity. And notice that we say, in the name, singular. We don't say in the names, because we don't believe in three gods. There's only one God. So we say in the name, singular. But there are three persons. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And so then the priest gives the greeting, and he gives a Trinitarian blessing. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, which is the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So he gives a blessing of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then we call to mind our sins, we make our act of contrition, our penitential rite, and then we have a Trinitarian formula again. Lord, have mercy, the Father. Christ, have mercy, the Son. Lord, have mercy, the Holy Spirit. Asking the three persons of the Blessed Trinity to have mercy upon us. Then a few moments ago, we just sang the Glory, Gloria, glory to God in the highest. And that prayer honors the Lord God, our Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father. Then it praises our Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. And then at the end it says, you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. So that prayer is also a Trinitarian praise of Almighty God. And then a few moments from now, we'll all stand and we'll recite the Nicene Creed. The Nicene Creed was written by the Church at the Council of Nicaea, which is about the year 325. And in that creed, it's one of the most beautiful explanations of the Blessed Trinity. It's divided into three parts. The first part, I believe in one God. Again, that's the first and foremost teaching of our faith, that there is only one God. I believe in one God. And then it goes into the three persons. The Father, the Almighty, who created heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. See, visible things are what we see. The invisible world of the angels we do not see, and yet we believe in the angels because God created them. And then it says we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ. And now this describes what we believe about Jesus Christ, that he is the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. So again, this is the Church's teaching on the Trinity, that the second person of the Trinity was eternally begotten from the Father. There was never a time when the Son of God did not exist. He existed from all eternity. From all eternity, the Father begets the Son, and the Son and the Father are co-equal. They are both God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Consubstantial means of the same nature, of the same substance with the Father. And then the creed concludes by saying, I believe in the Holy Spirit. That's the third person of the Trinity. He is the Lord, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. The love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. So from all eternity, the Father begets the Son. From all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the third divine person, the Holy Spirit. And there was never an instant when the Son of God did not exist. There was never an instant when the Holy Spirit did not exist. They always existed co-eternally from all eternity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a communion of love, one God, three divine persons. So that's what we honor today, is this great mystery of the Blessed Trinity. So not only is God not missing, He has revealed Himself to us through sacred scripture and through the teachings of the Church. And when we come to Mass, listen to those words of the Mass. And in fact, the final blessing, where you're before you leave Mass today, the priest will say, "May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So from the first words of the Mass to the last words of the Mass, it is the most beautiful Trinitarian prayer. So God has revealed Himself to us, and every time we come to Mass, we enter into this greatest of all mysteries, the mystery of the Blessed Trinity.